State of Texas held its party primaries yesterday. Two prominent Republicans were running for governor, and the incumbent, Rick Perry, scored an easy win over Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison. As the night ended, the two bitter rivals were promising to make nice for the good of the party. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
It was supposed to be a great battle between two powerhouse Republican politicians. It is exceedingly rare that a sitting U.S. senator leaves Washington to come home and take on an incumbent governor from the same party. But Texas Governor Rick Perry left Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison lying on the canvas and won the Republican primary outright, avoiding the runoff by garnering more than 50%. Last night, Hutchison came down to address her supporters so early in the evening that they couldn't believe she was already throwing in the towel.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you.
But she was.
I have called Governor Perry and congratulated him on his victory. Now we must unite. We must win Texas for Republicans and our conservative principles in November.
If the senator from Texas had trouble demonstrating to the Republican faithful that she had the requisite fire in the belly, incumbent Rick Perry left little doubt. Perry warned Hutchison to stay out of the race. When she challenged him anyway, Perry promised he would make her sorry for her insolence, and last night he did. During the primary, Perry painted Hutchison as a sold-out Washington politician. Having dispatched her and Tea Party favorite Deborah Medina, Perry continued with his successful line of attack. From the Salt Lick Barbecue restaurant outside of Austin, the governor pointed out the enemy.
So from Driftwood, Texas to Washington, D.C., we are sending you a message tonight. Stop messing with Texas!
Although Perry had just defeated two Republican rivals in a primary, he described his victory as if it was a triumph over Democrats.
There were a string of victories that have come along here lately. There was a victory in New Jersey. There was a victory in Virginia. There was a victory in Massachusetts. And now there has been a victory in Texas.
But Perry's real opponent will not be in Washington, D.C. Bill White, the popular former mayor of Houston, won an even more resounding victory than Perry. White defeated Palestinian-born businessman Farouk Shami with more than 75% of the vote.
Texas is ready for a new governor.
For more than a decade, Texas Democrats have wandered in the wilderness, unable to garner a single statewide office. But White, a well-funded moderate, is considered the best hope the party has had since Ann Richards lost her re-election bid to a largely unknown Republican named George W. Bush. If Rick Perry would like to make his campaign about Barack Obama, White seems happy to target the Texas governor.
Texans deserve a new governor who will work harder to keep kids in school than he will just to keep running for office every single election, right?
Rick Perry has served as Texas governor longer than any person in history. The next 6 months will see if he can continue his streak. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.